Welcome back to the IBD Dietitian Podcast. My name is Nicole, registered dietitian diagnosed with Crohn's disease, where we talk about diet and real Crohn's facts. Today, I want to talk about my mental shift. So I've always had anxiety, right? And right now, my anxiety tends to stem from the fact that I'm taking Humira, and I am highly worried about what's going to happen with my Crohn's disease in the future. I'm worried about needing, you know, enteral nutrition or IV nutrition and not being able to eat at all. I'm worried about surgery. I'm worried about getting, you know, severe fistulas and things like that. And now, as a dietitian, I am well aware of the healing powers of nutrition. And I have believed in it for many, many years. And I would help teach other people how to use nutrition to manage their illnesses and so on and so forth. But there is a downfall in nutrition, and it is in things like autoimmune disorders. We don't get taught how to manage autoimmune disorders, especially ones like Crohn's and colitis that deal with the GI tract and make it harder for you to eat healthier. And also, when I got diagnosed, I was told by my GI doctor and on, you know, the Crohn's and colitis website that there is no diet for Crohn's, there is no cure, and diet, you know, really doesn't do anything. And of course, I didn't believe that, and I did a lot of research and looked at a lot of the literature and knew that nutrition did play a significant role. I mean, nutrition is the basis of developing your cells, and it plays a huge role in the energy your body uses, your matter, period. It plays a huge role in the immune system. I mean, if you're vitamin D deficient, your immune system can't function properly. And while it hasn't been determined in the literature, but how can we know for sure that a vitamin deficiency, meaning your immune system isn't functioning properly, is what causes your immune system to go into hyperdrive? You know, and then there was learning about yeast and how we have antibodies. And my doctor won't test me for the anti-Saccharomyces cerevisiae antibody because she doesn't believe it's necessary to my Crohn's course. And it is proven that if you have the antibodies, you are more likely to have a worse Crohn's disease course. And, you know, prior to this day, last week, I was feeling really down, really depressed, and, you know, anxiety, generalized anxiety, depression, your body treats that like chronic stress. And so that's also exacerbating symptoms. But I had a huge mental shift yesterday, and a couple of factors played into this. Now, I have a Crohn's coach that I hired. Her name is Nicole. She is Unconventional Noodle on Instagram. I highly recommend you go check her out. And then on top of that, I follow Miss Fit and Nerdy. Her name's Marissa. She has a YouTube channel and she's on Instagram, and she has celiac disease. She went through a phase of topical steroid withdrawal, and she did the autoimmune protocol. She did a couple of different diets trying to figure out what would work for her. But she is ultimately very health conscious. She wants to be healthy as she ages, and it's really nice and refreshing to watch that. But the two people here in my life, their thoughts, their ideals really lined up, and I was fighting this, honestly, as a dietitian. Even as a dietitian, I was fighting having to change my diet and having to cut out sugar and eat healthier and cut out gluten and dairy. Like, I wasn't believing in these things. And yesterday I was watching Miss Fit Nerdy, and she was talking about a new track in life because of the pandemic. But for me, with everything that I've been through and with having Crohn's disease, I have been thinking this whole time, I just want to get back to my old life. I don't want to feel like I have Crohn's disease anymore. I just want to eat whatever I want to eat, use food as comfort again, and just live life without medication and be normal. You know, that's how I was feeling. I was stomping my foot. I was upset. I was angry. I was sad. And listening to Ms. Fittner talk about this new life track, you know, like, we cannot assume life is going to go back to normal from this pandemic. We cannot assume that. We have to think of it as this is the new normal. Because if you're thinking life's going to go back to normal eventually, you're stuck with this ambiguity feeling. And that ambiguity can lead you to thinking that it's okay to overindulge right now, because when life gets back to normal, I'll get back on track. You have to build a new track and a new life with the way life is now. So that stuck with me yesterday morning. That was the first thing where I was like, okay, yeah, I need to build a new track, because my life, for many reasons and many factors, will never be what it was before. You know, and of course, in my research, I came across functional medicine, holistic medicine, healing, you know, food, let food be thy medicine, of course, is a big thing. And it was very hard for me to wrap my head around that, especially with the fact that I could not go 100% plant-based. You know, my gut is not healed to the point where I can eat a bunch of fruits and vegetables yet. And I have a very all-or-nothing mentality. And so it was like, if I can't eat a bunch of fruits and vegetables, why eat any? Why try to eat healthier? Why not just live off of Cheetos and ice cream and cookies? And if I have to be on medication, I might as well just eat whatever I want. That was my mentality. Later in the day, I learned that my Crohn's coach, Nicole, healed herself with diet. She was diagnosed back in 2016, and within 10 months, she went into remission by diet alone. She did not go on medication. She is still in remission. She's never been on medication. And this Crohn's disease, the worst part of this for me is the medication. I am frightened of the Humira. I am scared that I'm going to have an allergic reaction to it. And with biologics, it's not like you take the medicine the first time and you never have an allergic reaction. Your immune system, because you're messing with the immune system, can fight back and decide, okay, this time we're going to have a reaction to this. And now at this point, I've had a bunch of skin reactions. My doctor wants me to do Benadryl before the injection. So it's like I have to do it right before bed. And I feel like I'm losing a lot of freedom with that for some reason. And having to take Benadryl, it's like, okay, well, I don't want to do it on the nights I have my son, because I want to be alert at night in case he needs me. So it's like I have to keep pushing it around to make it fit my schedule. It's just not ideal. And Benadryl in and of itself, I don't like the idea of pre-medicating with Benadryl and putting something else in my body. So it's like, yeah, I want to be off this medication. And how do I do that? Diet. I have to change my diet. I have to change my mindset. That diet is what's going to save me here. It's literally saving my life. I can no longer live to eat. I have to eat to live. And regardless, even if medication wasn't a concern for me, medication is not going to work forever with every Crohn's patient. Like, it could be 5-10 years that it works for you, which is great, but eventually it's going to stop working and you're going to have to try something else. And who knows if that's going to work. And the immune system is so powerful in our bodies. And that's why it's important to fuel it right. We have to eat right, and we have to stop destroying our bodies. Our bodies are our only home. That is it. That's all we get. We have this one body. Treat it with respect, treat it with love, and give it what it needs so you can do what you need in life. You know, I want to be here for my son. I want to experience a lot of different things that I haven't experienced yet in life. And it's, you know, I've always wanted to own a lake house, and that is a huge goal for me. And I don't want to die before I get there. And on top of that, I don't want to retire and be in and out of hospitals or stuck to my bed with an IV in my arm because my Crohn's disease got so bad. The only way to take control is with diet and mindset, meditation, stress management, and good sleep. Living a healthy, holistic lifestyle is very important. And it has taken me years, like for my entire life, not just with Crohn's disease, but my entire life, to decide that my body is important enough to treat this way. And today is day one. And I know it's going to be a long path and a long road, because my life right now is not set up for me to be healthy. Not in the least bit. But I'm going to fight for it, because it's my life I'm fighting for. And yeah, so that's what I have. And I hope this was motivating, and I hope you find your path to health and to feeling better and taking control of you for you. Follow me on Instagram, wake_nutrition. I'm also on Facebook, Nicole Wake, and I have a YouTube channel, which I will be creating a video this week for. I look forward to speaking with you next time.